Hello, listeners. You are listening to Murder Maidens. This is a podcast dedicated to murder and crimes committed by women. Before we get started on the first episode, I would like to introduce you to the hosts of Murder Maidens.
Your hosts are Monica, Robin, and Sandy. We are all sisters from a large dysfunctional family located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We would like to dedicate this podcast to our late mother, Elizabeth, because without her, we wouldn't be the weirdos we have become today.
I'm Monica, 35. I'm a huge fan of horror, and I have always found peace in the macabre side of life. My passion for Halloween and gore has evolved into an obsession. There are no skeletons in my closet, because I proudly display them all year long, and I guess you could say I'm a weirdo.
Well, it sounds like a dating site. Okay. My name is Robin, and I am 34 years young. I'm a horror and tattoo enthusiast. I enjoy attending horror conventions, and I'm a huge horror nerd. I've always enjoyed reading and watching anything about true crime. I don't know what these weirdos are talking about because I'm about as normal as they come.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Sandy, 32, young. I've been obsessed with true crime pretty much since high school, and a murder of a young kid took place in our neighborhood. And I'm pretty sure growing up in our family, you were bound to come out a weirdo.
Since this is our first podcast, we thought it would be appropriate to tell you about the most prolific female murderer, Countess Elizabeth Bathory.
Ooh.
So Elizabeth was born in about 1560 or 1561. Records at that time weren't really clear, so they couldn't pinpoint exactly when she was born. But she basically came from a noble family of the Bathorys who owned land in the Kingdom of Hungary, which right now is split between Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania. Her parents were Baron George Bathory VI and Baroness Anna Bathory. Her family controlled Transylvania, and like her uncle was the Prince of Poland. So they were a pretty big deal back then. So let's get into her childhood and kind of see how she became the monster she is.
Sounds good.
Elizabeth was a product of inbreeding. Talk about kissing cousins. So,
of course.
Her mother and father were related. And she wound up with a seizure disorder. So back then, the way that they treated epilepsy was they would actually rub the blood of someone who didn't have epilepsy on their lips. Another way that they actually did it was they would make a concoction of a non-epileptic's blood and skull fragments. And I guess they would, like, drink it.
So,
yeah.
That's
what I drink for breakfast.
Yeah.
Every morning, so.
I hope they could strain it.
So
there has been some speculation that this is where her bloodlust started, because she was always chasing that, you know, trying to get rid of her disease, and she got a taste for the blood early on and, you know, went from there. So basically she was engaged to a man named Fernick Nadasty when she was about 10 years old. So back then marriages were more of a political arrangement and not really like a love kind of thing.
How old was he?
He was, I believe, 4 years older. Yeah.
Young.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. So she was 10, 14. When she was 13, so she was still engaged to this guy, she actually gave birth, but the father of the child was a peasant boy, not her fiance.
Scandalous.
So after she gave birth and, you know, they found out that, you know, her fiance wasn't the father, he actually had the peasant boy castrated and then torn to pieces by dogs. Okay. So I guess that's
one way to go out.
I just want to know how you get someone to tear a person apart, like get a dog to do that.
I
can't get my dog to go outside to go let alone do that.
Well, I imagine they probably like starve them and, you know, things like that. So they were eventually married. She was 15, yeah, and he was 4 years her senior. So because she had higher social standings than he did, he actually took her last name. So, yeah, which basically Jim should have done.
Yeah,
but
we should be a Perkins family.
Yeah.
She's a little bee. Yeah. We got different last names.
Yeah. So her husband gifted her a castle that his mother actually had gifted to him and the surrounding lands. I think there was like 17 different like countrysides around this. So he had a lot of lands, but, you know, she was the more powerful between the two. And he frequently left on like basically business trips and things like that. So she was left alone to tend, you know, the estates and the affairs and things like that. And apparently she did take lovers while he was away. So,
yeah. Sounds like mine every day.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into basically the nitty gritty. She was a monster. So her original victims were girls between the ages of 10 and 14. And they were all peasant girls. So she would take the daughters of the maids and servants and things like that, and she would murder them. And there was rumors that things were going on, but because they were peasants back then, no one cared. It didn't matter, you know.
I think the girls were so young because, like, you know, you see young girls as, like, innocent, and so it's, like, pure blood.
Pure blood, yeah. I think it was more like the blood of the virgin kind of thing. And it wasn't until she actually started praying girls of higher standards that anyone really took anything seriously. Because I guess she got, you know, she got tired of the easy way out. You know what I mean? Like, they would kidnap these girls. They would lure the peasant girls into the castle with hopes of, you know, getting a maid job or, you know, servant.
Their families didn't notice that they were gone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they did, but the people who complained and, you know, said that...
It got nowhere.
It got nowhere.
They didn't have any standing.
No one cared. They were peasants. Who cares? You know. Yeah, so when she started going after these girls of higher standings, that's when we're like, hey, like,
you know,
what's going on here? Like, people started listening. And she actually lured these girls because, you know, she was a countess that basically, I'll teach you how to, like, have courtly etiquette. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like a charm school.
Well, I think that's similar to, like, crimes now. Like, you don't see many, you know, when you ever, like, a girl goes missing or a girl gets murdered, you notice that, you know, certain, you know, social statuses will determine, like, the media coverage they get and stuff like
that. Publicity.
So it's not surprising that back then the peasants, you know, went unnoticed, but yet girls who were a little bit higher in social standing raised flags.
Yeah, I mean, you see that all the time in our media nowadays.
Yeah. Some of her torturing methods were quite brutal. So obviously she would beat them. She burned them, mutilated them. She would bite them, like, actually, like, bite the flesh from their face, breasts, arms, like, things like that. Like, she was pretty hardcore.
Like the first female vampire.
I'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yes, yes, yes. So she would also freeze them in, like, the winter months. She would make them stay outside, and they would freeze to death. She would also starve them to death. There were reports that she would use needles. Like, she would shove needles through, like, their fingers, their nipples. Like, you know, some people are into that. But, you know, lips, like, all kinds of stuff. So, ooh,
just cringing over here.
Yeah. And then she would also cover them with honey and, like, have live ants, like, crawl and bite them and things like that.
Now we're into Candyman.
And she was also suspected of cannibalism. So obviously, you're eating someone's face off. Like,
you would get there.
Was she on bath salts?
That's possible. We ain't in Florida.
Right.
So she owns, like, multiple properties, and that's where she would torture them all over the place. So they, you know, when she was eventually found out, like, they found bodies everywhere. So she would bury bodies in, like, the graveyards at night, along with, like, other places. And she was rumored to have vampiric tendencies, and would bathe in the blood because she believed it kept her young. And one of the things that I saw was basically she slapped a maid or someone, and some of the blood got on her face, and she felt like that made her look young.
It rejuvenated her.
So, hey, let's murder people.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good beauty routine.
I mean, I got these bags and wrinkles. I need something.
Whatever works. So she actually earned the nicknames the Blood Countess and Countess Dracula. So you're right on there. Robin, I think you would know this question. So I'm going to direct this to Sandy.
Oh, God.
Any idea who you think she could be related to?
Yeah, I don't think it's us, but...
Yeah, no.
Well, my first thing is, now you got vampire, I'm like Dracula, but like...
Well, okay, yes. Okay,
well,
you,
who was Dracula?
Who was Dracula?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
The guy in the movie. Like,
Stroker, yeah.
I mean, I probably couldn't even tell you the backstory of Dracula, let alone, like...
Is it Vladimir the Impaler?
Yes, Vlad the Impaler, who was also...
How
are we related to you? Honestly.
I have that big brain energy. Yes. Right now.
I have very limited storage.
Do you know, Robin, do you know his true name?
Oh, hell no.
So, her great uncle through marriage was Vlad Tepest. So, Vlad.
Who knows that?
Well, obviously I do. I guess I'm a weirdo. Tepest. But, Tepest. So, Vlad Tepest, also known as Vlad the Impaler, because, you know, he would kill people. He was like a warlord, and he would impale his victims, like, on stakes and things like that. So, hence Vlad the Impaler.
All y'all got like full glasses over here, and I'm like,
well, I'm sorry, I'm doing the most talking.
I'm
so
balls deep in this cup of wine. Y'all ain't got nothing drunk.
I will say my glass is a little bit bigger than yours, but
you'd be lying.
Yeah. So you know, he's also known as Dracula. So her husband died in 1604. He developed a condition that caused like severe pain in his legs, and it eventually left him disabled. So it wasn't until after he died that the rumors really started to spread around about his torture. So, and
his torture.
About her torture. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So, and basically, you know, he knew what was going on. Like, he would actually like partake, but some of the stories, like, basically he didn't kill the people that he tortured. He just liked to torture people. Like, he, you know, he was kind of violent and everything like that. But once he died, and like when he was gone and everything, that's when she really kicked everything up a little bit.
She got all that free time now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much to do.
And to control you.
Yeah, pretty much. So in 1610, King Matthias II sent Gregory Thurzo, which was actually Elizabeth's cousin, to investigate all the rumors to see what was going on. And by 1611, they had over 300 witness testimonies of claims from the crime. So within a year, they like talked to everyone, like people who've gotten away. There was people who actually saw the torture, but nothing really happened. Like, yeah.
Ain't tattletales.
I wonder why they didn't come forward. Is because she was a countess?
Like, I guess. Yeah, I guess, like, too, like, the servants. Like I said, no one really cared what the servants no had to think. To no one's going to listen. Now, she was actually arrested December 30th, 1610. She was arrested along with four of her servants who were accused to be accomplices. So they would, you know, help her procure these women, kidnap them, you know, things like that, and, you know, help her torture them. And there was actually a letter that Thurzo had sent to his wife during one of his visits that he did find one dead girl and another one chained up. And this was like before she was arrested. So, you know, people knew this was going on. You know what I mean? It's not like it was a shock. Like, you know, people knew about this.
Wait, who found
Thurzo? Oh, so Thurzo was the cousin.
But he's investigating it.
He's
right?
Investigating.
So, did he do anything to help these girls?
No.
He's just reporting.
He's reporting like back to like the king.
Yes.
Yes. So the servants that were arrested were actually put to death, but Elizabeth was not.
Well, yeah, because she has higher
social. Because she has higher social standing. So because she was from a noble family, and, you know, Thurzo being her cousin, they didn't want a public trial or an execution because that would have been very scandalous and her properties would have been seized. And the decision was basically made to just keep her under house arrest. Hmm. Yeah.
Where everything is taking place.
Yeah, pretty much. So he also wrote that she was locked up in her room that was like bricked over, but there were like visiting priests that would come and visit her and basically said she was free to move about her castle. So
I feel like not much has changed over the years as far as like the criminal sentence for like people of higher standing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. If you have money or you're influential, you can definitely get away with things.
Anything. Yeah. Buy yourself out of anything for sure.
I don't have money, so I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much.
Going to jail.
Not pass
go. So in August 20th, 1640, she complained that her hands were cold to, like, one of her servants, and he was basically like, you're fine, just go lay down. She never woke up.
Oh,
so,
oh,
yeah.
I was just about to say, what a tragedy.
Yeah, so, you know, she got off kind of easy. You know what I mean? She just kind of fell asleep and didn't wake up. So she was buried at the church of the castle, but because there was such an uproar about her being there and everything like that, they actually moved her back to her hometown, basically.
There, real quick, back to her death. Were there autopsies back then? Like, do we know what was the cause of death?
Or no, I don't think, no.
It was just like, I have cold hands and then you're dead?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about back in the times where you got the seasonal cold and
this
you just died.
Probably back in the times, too, and, like, they still had, like, the bells. Like, they weren't sure if you were dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They would, yes. They would actually.
Wait, what?
Again, how are we related? You know nothing.
It's just history.
Back in the
I know
day,
nothing.
They used to have bells. And, like, so some people didn't, like, necessarily die or they would have, like, an illness that caused them to appear dead. And then they'd put bells on there so that if they were actually not dead, they could ring the bell. Like,
yeah, or I seen that. Yeah,
buried.
Yeah.
I think I now that you're talking about this, I kind of have a picture in my mind like, oh, that sounds familiar, but.
Yeah.
Our family is the worst at history and time frame, so we have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, they would basically, I heard like they would tie it to like their toe or something like that, and yeah. They would have the string coming out of the ground, and I think for like 24 hours or something like that, they would sit and wait to see if they heard the bell. If they heard the bell, then they would dig the body back up. Any idea how many girls do you think she was rumored to kill?
Wait.
634.
I thought it was closer to 400 and some, like maybe 450-ish, 430-ish.
All right, so Robin was close.
Yayo!
Up to 650 girls.
Wow.
You're so close.
16 girls.
And the reason why they came up with this number is because they actually found a ledger that had a list of names that they assumed that was her victim. So she actually kept a, you know, little black book with...
That is your first mistake, Elizabeth Bathory. You don't keep evidence.
So, getting into, like, pop culture, like, she, there has been quite a few things pertaining to her. Yeah. So, did either of you watch American Horror Story?
No.
What season?
Hotel.
Let me tell you. I watched, like, this, I watched one and two, and then the second episode, some weird stuff was happening, and I was like, oh, no, this is not for me.
So, in the fifth season of American Horror Story Hotel, Lady Gaga played a character. Her name was Countess Elizabeth Johnson, and that was loosely based on Elizabeth Bathory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's a show on Amazon Prime called Lore.
Oh, watching it, because that's, like, my jam.
So,
I will say Amazon Prime has so many good crime documentaries.
Are we getting
paid
to promote?
No, we're not. However, they do have a good. So, like, now I'm adding it to my list. I'm watching
it
tomorrow.
Do you have that movie about her on there?
There's quite a few movies.
No, there was this movie, right? I was just telling somebody. that there is a movie that was like way back in like the 2000s that Frankie Muniz, pretty cool guy. He, there was like a video game. Did you see it?
No.
And like in the video game, like if you died in the video game, you died in real life.
I've heard of that.
And
yeah.
The story behind it was like Countess Elizabeth. That's all the information I know about is from
that. We'll have to watch that. Yeah.
It's a good movie though. You should watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name is because
Google. Yeah.
Look it up. But yeah, so anyway, the second episode of the second season of Lore actually covers her tale. Okay. So yeah. So check that out.
I've never seen that show, but if these guys say it's great, then I shall watch it.
And there's been countless movies and books and things like that throughout the year, or throughout the years and everything that, you know, kind of cover like her story. So and I did see somewhere that they kind of think Bram Stoker kind of loosely based Dracula between her and Vlad.
Yeah.
So, oh, thoughts?
I mean, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just, I feel like it was like 1 or 2 weeks she was like, I feel a wrinkle. Let me go, like, the blood of my servants on me, like, getting 20 years younger. It's almost like, I mean, very loose comparison, but like Rapunzel, the singing the song, like it makes her mother young. You know, they crave always getting younger and younger.
They, everyone wants to be young.
Yeah, like, I'm 34 and look at these wrinkles. I, of course, want to be young. And I mean, I'm not trying to kill people, but like if you were like, hey, blood's going to work, I'm going to put blood all over my body. I'm a bathe in that blood.
Well, I mean, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She had the secret. And how, do we know how old she was when she died?
I believe she was 50, like, 4. Wait. She was 54.
Well, this was also back in that time. You don't live as
long
as you do now. So I'm like, that's young. But then when I think about it in the times, it's really actually.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good back then.
Yeah. I think that, you know, she had an idea of what she was doing. I think that, like, you know, with nowadays, like, there's all those skincare things and everybody's chasing the fountain of youth.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Hey.
Whatever works for you, I guess.
And she is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific serial killer. Female serial killer. And, you know, I've gone back, and I know there's more serial killers, more female murderers, but that she was, like, the earliest one that I could find.
I mean, I feel like 650 victims is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a great amount of people that you killed.
You can't get those numbers. Like, I feel like we're not going to find those numbers. Yeah.
I don't think with any other serial killer.
She has to be, like.
Yeah, because you figure this was best. Over the span of many decades and things like that. So, you know, it's not like, oh, she went on a 5-year killing spree.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my husband had this idea that since, you know, we're covering female murders, he's going to give us a scenario and 3 weapons. So, we all have the same scenario, but we all have a different weapon, and we can't choose the same weapon. So, you know, we each get a turn, and we have to figure out who would be the best to get away.
You have to get away with murder. So, oh, dang. So. But I watch a lot of that show, so I think I'm okay.
So whoever we think will get away with the murder is the winner.
All right.
And so. They get to choose next week. They get to choose first pick.
Oh, this is fun.
Should we do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets first and second pick?
Oh, shit. I'm not. Oh, I mean, I'm not good at that. All right,
let's go. Everybody.
Wait, but this is 21 and over, right? So I can curse?
You can curse.
Yeah.
I actually think that was probably our first curse, though. Okay. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that it came out of Robin.
Of course it came out
of Robin. Oh, just wait. Just wait until Sandy presents.
Oh, God.
Well, that's because I've drank like 2 glasses of wine, and the rest of these ladies. I've only drank like 2 sips.
First off, you're a lightweight. So.
Yeah.
This is true, but I'm feeling good.
All right, so let's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, rock.
All right. So we all did scissors.
Yeah, so. We scissoring.
All right.
Oh, wait, we're sisters. We can't do that.
Ready.
Ew.
Now we paper in.
One, two, three.
All right, how about let's listen. Since I presented first, let Sandy
just go first.
Okay, you. Right. I don't care. I will take whatever weapon.
We'll go in reverse order. I'll go last.
Oh, right. I can go last. Oldest. I'm creative in this brain.
Let's open the envelope.
Get that sound going. All right, and we got our target.
Oh gosh, who is he?
Your husband of 2 years. So 2 years. That's not too bad.
We don't need him.
Oh shit, though. Your motivation. You caught him cheating on you, and he plans on leaving you for his new woman.
Bye.
Your timeline. You have 6 days to execute the target before he leaves.
Is your husband trying to say something? Because he one came up with us.
All right. Your weapons available.
Okay. So we got two weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Rusty axe, a gallon of weed killer, or a life-size inflatable sex doll of, of Danny DeVito. Oh Danny DeVito. A life-size inflatable sex doll of Danny DeVito.
Yes.
Right. So, I go first.
But you have to explain how you're gonna kill him.
I am.
Okay. I don't
know. My weapon, I'm gonna go with the most popular one and say the life-size inflatable sex doll.
Oh,
yes.
Oh no!
Stop
my murder weapon!
Yeah, I mean, you had to.
Oh god, it's so amazing.
So I am going first off, I'm gonna start slowly giving him like sleep deprivation. So I'm going to keep him up throughout the night. I'm going to make sure he can't sleep for whatever reason for like a day or two. So he's like extra exhausted. And then I'm going to basically have sex with him. And
with the gym?
And put a pillow over his head, suffocate him. And then I'm going to position the sex doll underneath him. So it looks like he was having sex with the sex doll, fell asleep, and suffocated.
Okay. I mean, I guess I could give a suggestion going off of that, which, I get the whole thing. But you could basically just strangle him and make it look like an autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh,
asphyxiation.
That's true. He gets off on Danny DeVito.
I mean, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah. All right, Robin. All
right. Okay, let me see this piece of paper because I can't really. Well,
so
I can't read it.
Rusty axe or weed killer.
Whew, weed killer. Okay, so here's what I'm worried about. Weed killer, Monica. You work kind of in the medical field. You're X-ray. I mean, you might know something. Does that show up in a toxicology report?
I imagine it does. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I feel like the chemicals, but. Depending on how high the levels are, because
if you only have 6 days, you'd have to give too much of a dose, which would definitely show up. Like if it was something like you give him a little drop here and there, make him sick.
Yeah, but that's gonna take hella long.
I mean,
I'm trying to kill him in 2 weeks.
I mean, you know, if it's a Roundup, it's eventually gonna give him cancer.
I got 6 days, yo. Okay, so I mean. A rusty axe. That's bound to give him tetanus, but I don't know about murder. Okay, I'm gonna go with weed killer. Okay, I'm gonna give him some weed killer in his weed brownies.
It's not the same thing.
No, I know, but I'm gonna like combine the two.
So when he's like, this brownie tastes funky, you're like, because
it's weed brownie.
Like,
and then. I mean, he'll die, but, like, I'll go to another country. Wait, what countries don't have extradition with the United States?
Mexico? Is that why I think everyone goes to Mexico?
I really want to go to Mexico as a question.
I feel like a lot of, like...
Belize. Does Belize?
Belize, maybe.
Okay, we're going to say Belize because we are terrible at geography, and I don't know what countries have extradition or not. So I'm going to say...
South America.
Okay. I mean, I think I could get down. So I just kill him with weed killer. I mean, I only got 6 days, so maybe like a little bit over the 6 days. And then, ooh, we'll just cremate him right away because that's his wishes.
Oh, and you can't.
We can't do autopsy.
Well.
He doesn't want an autopsy. It was in his dang.
Will.
But that is only for like natural causes or an accident or things like that.
I'm naturally going to cause him to die on weed killer.
If it's a suspicious death, then they usually do an autopsy with toxicology and things like that. So if he's young and he was just found in his bed, then.
Yeah. But like, what if my husband's like 55? Oh, wait.
That's young. Hold on. You're not that far from there right now.
Numbers are hard. Wait, like 85. Is
that old? Well, yeah, 85 is old. Okay.
So how do you know my husband's not 85?
Well, if he was 85, that's fine. But is your husband 85?
He's only your husband 2 years, too.
That's right. It didn't say I have to use my actual husband because, like, my husband I've been with was like 10 years. And, like, I would have killed him with weed killer a long time ago if I had the choice. So, come on now. I just don't know, because I feel like we're all going to get caught, because we're terrible planners.
We are.
We're, like, the worst.
I'm actually a really good planner.
I know, I feel like yours was, like, super good, like...
Apparently not. Like, I'm about to get caught.
I really wanted the Nana to be a psychologist, so I was not prepared to have any other murder.
I'm pretty sure if it was not Danny DeVito, I wouldn't have picked it, but how can you resist Danny DeVito? Like...
He's like my height. I love it.
I was just about to say, Monica loves midgets. So I feel like he's right up her alley, too.
I love midgets, too. I want to be a midget stripper when I grow up.
What's wrong with these girls? I'm like the tallest one, too, and I'm only 5'4" and a half. Like, that says something here.
My only hope is that I shrink with age.
You will. I've actually lost an inch already.
I've lost an inch, too. I used to be 5 foot. Well, I lost half an inch, but... I used to be 5'1", now I'm 5'1".
Alright, Monica, you get stuck with the rusty axe.
Okay.
I didn't really have enough time to prepare. Like, I feel like if I would have had, like, a day or two...
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you have to, like, go on the fly. So.
I'm not good at murder on the fly.
Alright, so... Actually, alright, I got this. So, it's a rusty axe. You know what I mean? He's outside chopping wood. And he is, you know... chopping away, it's rusty, so it comes off of the handle and smacks him in the head.
Oh, why did I not think of that?
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah. Why did I pick weed killer? Because I'm dumb.
Yeah, I mean, with the rusty axe, I'm always thinking, like, it needs to be, like...
I feel like he should have got hit with the rusty axe and then accidentally fell into one of those tree trimmer things.
But here's
like
the... You need to do it with enough force that it hits the first time. But enough. I'm scared.
Or like
if he it's not going to penetrate.
If he was like, say, like kind of stage it so like he was swinging this way, and as he came up, it disconnected, and the axe, like the
literally just
the blade, actually just kind of boop, right through his head.
Yeah.
These husbands are just killing
themselves.
Are
you gonna let him, like, lay on the ground for all over? Before you call 911, but like, my husband's out there for like a little too long. I'm gonna get checked.
I feel like this
is
like
6 hours later. You're like, oh, he's dead. Like, sorry, call 911.
Have you seen Tucker and Dale vs. Evil?
No.
Are you serious?
I think I started it.
Are you serious? Oh my god, it's the best horror comedy ever. It comes out of Canada. Amazing. So the guys, there's a bunch of college kids dying on his property. He's not killing them, but they just keep having accidents, and so it looks like they're murderers. And then
I believe I just see this.
Yeah, and he's like,
that's like a while ago.
Yeah,
though,
he's
right?
Like, yeah. He tells the sheriff, these college kids keep killing themselves all over my property. And that would be my line. When my husband killed himself with a rusty axe, my husbands keep killing themselves on this property.
It's a bad omen on that property.
All right, so we have to vote.
I feel like Sandy's Danny DeVito.
I was going to vote for Monica's.
Nobody
you can't vote for yourself, so.
That's right.
Nobody voted for the weed killer.
I don't know.
I dressed up as a big pot. Like, it didn't say it had to be weed killer. Like, whatever. What is it called? Roundup?
Yeah.
What if I dressed as a weed and just killed him?
Oh, there you go.
Well, that changed. Will that change my vote? Now, I'm terrible at planning murders. This is why I'm not a murderer.
Yeah. I feel like nowadays, you have to be... You have to have one, be very meticulous, or you just have to have a really shit, like, detective squad and just let them make their own mistakes and, like, you would still end up. Because I feel like they're... It could go one or two ways.
I've been watching a lot of Snapped, and apparently those detectives are, like, on their game.
So, I've been watching, it's called, oh, God, I forget that fast. I think it's, like, Unsolved Cases or something.
Oh, was that Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
On Netflix. That's a great show.
Because I cannot remember.
I've been watching Snapped on Oxygen. Because I need oxygen to live.
Snapped is, like, amazing. The Perfect Murder. So,
I think I've seen it. Is that Investigation Discovery?
Yes.
I love Investigation Discovery.
But these detectives, and I can't believe, because sometimes I'm like, how do you not think of this? Like, I'm sitting here watching it, screaming at the TV, like this is Jeopardy. Like, I know the answer. Come on, pick me. Yeah, so, I feel like you can have a really good group or you can have a really bad group. And if you get lucky and have that really bad group, you're solid. And then you just move away afterward. Nobody can find you and then you're just done. You're like,
I mean, also, I think, too, it's kind of like your location. Because mm-hmm. if you're like in North Philly and things like that, there's murders happening every day. And
they don't have time to investigate.
They really don't. No. And, you know, the coroner's office is so backed up. You know, hey, by that time, maybe the weed killer's out their system. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, like, see, I got away with murder.
So, wait.
So don't hate me.
This is where, like, I wish we had somebody. Like, you kind of know more medical, Monica, but, like, I wonder if you're dead, can things actually get out of your system?
I mean, I think there are some things that, like, do kind of burn off after a period of time.
I think that, like, also, too, like, they're only looking for certain chemicals. Yeah. Like, I think if they suspect something, they have to ask for, like, additionally.
Yeah, because even with antifreeze, that's not a very common test.
Yeah.
So it takes them a while to test for that.
So is weed killer a common test, y'all?
I mean, probably not.
So I got away with murder.
So that's fun. I like that game. I feel like
there should be better murder weapons.
Well, it's going to change every week.
And the situation's going to change. You always have that one zinger. And this week it was Danny DeVito.
But, like, she won, clearly. So she gets the best murder weapon next week. And I'm just going to keep getting shit.
Well, it's the best murder weapon that she thinks that, you know.
Yeah.
Might not what we think is the optimal murder weapon.
Obviously, anything Danny DeVito related is the best.
I'm actually like kind of wanting to go upstairs and watch like some Danny DeVito. Like, kind of
want to watch Twins. Oh yeah.
Well, Always Sunny.
She said it's Always Sunny. I went with Twins.
You know, this is horrible because we're sitting here talking about like true crime and murders, and I'm like, oh, maybe Matilda. Like, love that movie. Love him.
Well, she did throw some kids by some ponytails. I'm just saying. Some kid got in trouble for eating cakes. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a good movie.
All right.
Well, until next week, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Even though I drank half the damn bottle.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.